Hello, everybody. This is Captain Katz here, live from DreamHack 2023. And here with me, of course, is a very important person. His name is Shaheen. Shaheen, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. We're hosting a great show here, and I'm super happy to see gamers come to life here.
Yeah, thanks. So what is your position here for DreamHack?
So I'm the VP of Strategy for DreamHack here in San Diego specifically. I'm running the show. So I'm making sure all of the content is sourced, all the ideas, all of the themes that we have at the festival come to life in a great way, and all the planning before that.
Okay then. All right. Speaking of planning, how long is the process of planning it to throw an event as grand as this?
Oh, it could be up to 12 months, even more, depending on, you know, when we decide we want to go to a specific city. And after that, we try to lock in exactly what we want to build, what we want our visitors to experience, and then try to lock in the content that's needed and make sure that we plan out an experience that makes sense for them.
Yeah, that's good. And just one question I had in mind I wanted to ask you. Why San Diego? Because personally for us, like, I'm from San Diego myself, and we throw one of the biggest conventions here in the year, San Diego Comic-Con International, and this is the first time an actual big gaming convention, like such as DreamHack, decided that, you know what, we're going to do it here in San Diego. So what came in the process of choosing San Diego, or matter of fact, any city? Wanted to host.
San Diego specifically is important because it's in California, which we believe is a huge kind of part of the gaming world, not just in the States, but globally. A lot of studios, a lot of gamers, a lot of creators in and around the area. Especially for us, we have RLCS here and SPS. RLCS is for Rocket League and made by Psyonix, based in the city.
Yeah.
SPS is partnered by Qualcomm and enabled by Qualcomm, which is also based in the city.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we've seen the great things that can be done in this convention center with San Diego Comic-Con, with TwitchCon, and we believe there is space for a gaming convention here that can become as big, if not bigger.
That is great to hear. And so, like, the process, like, I saw, like, your guys' calendar throughout the rest of the year. You guys chose a lot of interesting cities. So what's like the main factor of choosing a city for each selection? Because I know through the calendar here is San Diego, then you have Dallas, and then you have Atlanta, and then you have Madrid, you have Chiba, you have India, and Sweden. So what makes, like, these cities, what makes the process of choosing a city of to host?
I mean, there's no one reason we go to a city. It's obviously a combination of a lot of different factors. Sweden is where we started 29 years ago. It actually was a group of friends that got together in a school cafeteria and hosted an event called DreamHack, and that's what we're at now, 29 years later. And then we expanded out in Europe just because of the vicinity to Sweden and because there are bigger markets than Sweden. We wanted to go into the U.S. because it is the biggest gaming market in the world.
Yes.
And there we've gone to Dallas, we've gone to Atlanta, San Diego, we've been to Denver, we've been to Austin as well. And of course, we want to be in any major gaming region in the world. So this year we're expanding to Japan, which is also very different from all of our other regions, and what they play, how they experience live events, all the gaming adjacent communities, like cosplay is much bigger there. So for us, it's just about making sure we go to markets where we think we can bring something unique to that place and not just be one of all other conventions.
What I've seen so far these past 2 days is something truly magical, because I've been to E3 in its glory days, I would say, and since now with the recent cancellation of it physically, many people are saying that, oh, well, rest in peace E3. Do you think that events such as DreamHack would be, like, you know, the go-to for people who miss E3?
For sure. I mean, I don't want to compare ourselves to E3, because DreamHack is much more about connecting people other than, you know, just consuming the content that's there and all the booths that are there. We want to create experiences where the visitors can have fun with each other, can meet their favorite creators. We have a creator gauntlet down there where the Twitch streamers, YouTube content creators are recruiting fans out of the audience to compete with them against others. Those types of experiences are all about creating in real life connections. And so it's not just about putting up a booth. It's not just about showing a screening. It's more about creating that engagement. And for that reason, I think it will be a destination for any gamer, not just those who miss E3, because it's not just one-to-one a replacement for E3. It's something that we believe is much better.
Yeah, especially too, I can see the huge differences here. And the one thing that you're mainly focusing on, I totally 100% agree, is the connection with people, because at E3, it's mostly like an industry invite only. Here, you see a lot of people from different walks of life, whether if they're fans, the casual gamer, the casual cosplayer, the professionals, the content creators and everything, all under one roof, all just mingling and talking to one another. And especially too, in this day and age where, you know, the lack of talking to people face to face, since everything is mostly all digital and everything right now, you know, I think this is something that I think what's missing in not just in the gaming community, but also in pop culture communities in general. And I really have to applaud you guys for that, because what I've seen so far these past 2 days is just lots of people connecting, talking to one another. So I really have to applaud you guys for that.
Appreciate it. I mean, for us, it's all about that. And I think, you know, yeah, gamers sit at home in front of their screens. They can be social there too. I mean, they can sit on Discord, they can voice chat or chat with each other, but they're humans and we want them to kind of interact with other humans. That's something that humans crave. And to create an arena for them where they can do that, that's what DreamHack is about.
Yeah, it is. And I really have to tip my hat to you guys on that, because I know you guys, you guys had this whole convention set up, I think, in a short amount of time, right? Is that correct?
Apologies, what was the question?
Like, to set up everything for DreamHack, was it like a couple of days, or you guys needed a week to set up?
Yeah, basically a week to set up any DreamHack festival, and then a day to tear it down.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, a lot of work goes into it, and a lot of planning goes into making sure that we can efficiently build and execute the festival, and make sure that each visitor gets as good of an experience as possible.
Yeah. So what's next for DreamHack after San Diego? Where's the next location it's going to be at?
We're going to Melbourne, Australia, in the end of April. And after that is our first festival in Japan, in Chiba, right outside of Tokyo, in the mid-May. And then we're back to the United States with DreamHack Dallas in the beginning of June. So those are our three next festivals this year.
All right. So if anybody out there who wants to follow DreamHack and all your guys' crazy adventures this year, where will they find you guys on social media?
Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, we're everywhere at DreamHack, so make sure to follow.
Okay, thank you so much for taking your time with us. Once again, congratulations on this and everything. And one personal question, will we see DreamHack coming back to San Diego sometime soon next year?
We hope so.
I hope so too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, then, folks, and then we'll be right back with more other interviews, so stay put.